some people fall for crude spam messages that are just thinly disguised requests for Social Security or credit card numbers. And David Jevons, the chairman of the Anti-Phishing Working Group, says the scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated.
Typically, though, it's the average consumer who's quite internet savvy, and they get an email in that looks exactly like it came from their bank with very compelling information. It will have the logos. It will really try to fake the website.
So as these scammers become more clever, more internet users are getting caught. Up to 250 new phishing attacks every month.